This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden on Saturday authorized another 1,000 troops in addition to the 3,000 ordered earlier in the week to go to Afghanistan to assist in the evacuation of U.S. personnel and other allies from Kabul as Taliban insurgents drew closer to the Afghan capital. Biden's announcement comes as the Taliban have swept through most of the country, taking 25 out of 34 Afghan provincial capitals over the past week. The stunning insurgent offensive captured several of them Saturday, including the fourth largest northern city of Mazar-e-Sharif. Jalalabad, the last remaining major city outside the capital, Kabul, was taken early Sunday. The advances have raised fears of an imminent attack on Kabul, where Western countries are scrambling to remove their citizens. U.S.-trained Afghan security forces have crumbled in the face of insurgent advances and surrendered without firing a shot or retreated in many cases. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani has blamed the losses on the sudden withdrawal of the U.S.-led troops, but Biden on Saturday defended his decision to withdraw, arguing that Afghan government forces had to fight back against the Taliban. In a statement aimed at the Taliban Saturday, President Biden said any action that puts the U.S. mission at risk will be met with, quote, a swift and strong military response. Reuters is reporting that Uzbekistan has detained 84 Afghan military servicemen who crossed the border on Saturday. The Uzbek government in Tashkent announced the detentions and said another group of soldiers had amassed near a border checkpoint on the Afghan side. Reuters says Afghan servicemen crossed the border into Uzbekistan and Tajikistan in a similar way last month when they retreated from the Taliban insurgents' offensive. VOA News. At least 304 people are dead in Haiti after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake Saturday, with aftershocks continuing. Experts say at least two aftershocks of magnitude 5 and higher have struck in the past few hours. The latest measured 5.8 magnitude, according to the U.S. Geological Survey, and was near the site of the original quake. Haiti's Civil Protection Agency says at least 1,800 people are injured and more remain missing. The damage is widespread. The initial quake struck about 125 kilometers west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, at a depth of 10 kilometers. Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who took office just 3 weeks ago, said the government was mobilizing aid to the affected areas. He's declared a month-long state of emergency for the country. Henry became prime minister after the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. He told AP that the most important thing at present is to recover as many survivors as possible under the rubble. He said local hospitals are overwhelmed with the wounded. He said the needs of the people are enormous. He said they need food, aid, shelter, and psychological support. Pakistani police say attackers targeted a truck in the port city of Karachi on Saturday, killing at least 9 people and wounding 9 others. A senior police officer says more than 20 people, including women and children, were riding in the truck returning from a wedding ceremony when the attack happened on Saturday night. A doctor said 5 women and 4 children were killed. Earlier in the day, the Pakistani military said that security forces killed 3 militants during a shootout following a militant attack on a security patrol in the rest of southwestern Baluchistan province. And a second young woman abducted 7 years ago from the Nigerian town of Chibok by Boko Haram militants was freed this week, according to the Borno state governor. The army handed over Hassana Adamu, along with her 2 children, to Governor Babagana Zulum on Saturday, 1 week after his office announced that another of the victims had been freed and reunited with her parents. Photos shared by the governor's office showed a young woman in a pink striped hijab speaking to the governor with her 2 small children. They were flanked by military officers. The abduction of about 270 teenagers in the northeastern town of Chibok in 2014 sparked an international outcry and a viral campaign on social media. 82 of the victims were freed in 2017 after mediation. 24 were released or found, but just over 100 remain missing. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.